And he was altogether wonderful in faith and religious, for he never held communion with the Milesian schismatics, knowing their wickedness and apostasy from the beginning. Nor had he friendly dealings with the Manichaeans or any other heretics, or, if he had, only as far as to advise them that they should change to piety, for he thought and asserted that intercourse with these was harmful and destructive to the soul. In the same manner also he loathed the heresy of the Arians, and exhorted all neither to approach them nor to hold their erroneous belief. And once when certain Arian madmen came to him, when he had questioned them and learned their impiety, he drove them from the mountain, saying that their words were worse than the poison of serpents. And once, also, the Arians having lyingly asserted that Anthony's opinions were the same as theirs, he was displeased and wroth against them. Then being summoned by the bishops and all the brethren, he descended from the mountain, and having entered Alexandria, he denounced the Arians, saying that their heresy was the last of all and a forerunner of the Antichrist. And he taught the people that the Son of God was not a created being, neither had he come into being from non-existence, but that he was the eternal Word and wisdom of the essence of the Father. And therefore it was impious to say, there was a time when he was not, for the Word was always coexistent with the Father. Wherefore, have no fellowship with the most impious Arians, for there is no communion between light and darkness. For you are good Christians, but they, when they say that the Son of the Father, the Word of God, is a created being, differ in naught from the heathen, since they worship that which is created, rather than God the Creator. But believe ye that the creation itself is angry with them, because they number the Creator, the Lord of all, by whom all things came into being, with those things which were originated. All the people therefore rejoiced when they had heard the anti-Christian heresy anathematized by such a man. And all the people in the city ran together to see Anthony. And the Greeks, and those who were called their priests, came into the church, saying, We ask to see the man of God. For so they called him. For in that place also the Lord cleansed many of demons, and healed those who were mad. And many Greeks asked that they might even but touch the old man, believing that they should be profited. Assuredly, as many Christians in those few days as one would have seen made in a year. Then when some thought he was troubled by the crowds, and on this account turned them all away from him, he said, undisturbedly, that there were not more of them than of the demons with whom he wrestled in the mountain. But when he was departing, and we were setting him forth on his way, as we arrived at the gate from behind, cried out, Stay thou, man of God, my daughter is grievously vexed by a devil. Stay, I beseech thee, lest I too harm myself with running. And the old man, when he heard her, and was asked by us, willingly stayed. And when the woman drew near, the child was cast on the ground. But when Anthony had prayed and called upon the name of Christ, and the child was raised whole, for the unclean spirit was gone forth, and the mother blessed God, and all gave thanks, and Anthony himself also rejoiced, departing to the mountain, as though it were to his own home. Being known to be so great a man, therefore, and having thus given answers to those who visited him, he returned again to the inner mountain, and maintained his wonted discipline. And often when people came to him, and as he was sitting or walking, as it was written in Daniel, he became dumb, and after a season he resumed the thread of what he had been saying before to the brethren who were with him. And his companions perceived that he was seeing a vision. For often, when he was on the mountains, he saw what was happening in Egypt, and told it to Serapion the bishop, who was indoors with him, and who saw that Anthony was rapt in a vision. Once, as he was sitting and working, he fell, as it were, into a trance, and groaned much at what he saw. Then after a time, having turned to the bystanders with groans and trembling, he prayed, falling on his knees, remained so a long time, and having arisen the old man wept. His companions, therefore, trembling and terrified, desired to learn from him what it was, and they troubled him much, until he was forced to speak. And with many groans he spake as follows, O my children, it were better to die before what has appeared in the visions come to pass. And when again they asked him, having burst into tears, he said, Wrath is about to seize the church, and it is on the point of being given up to men who are like senseless beasts. for I saw the table of the Lord's house, a mule standing around it on all sides in a ring, and kicking the things therein, just like a herd kicks when it leaps in confusion. And you saw, said he, how I groaned, for I heard a voice saying, My altar shall be defiled. These things the old man saw. And after 2 years the present inroads of the Arians and the plunder of the churches took place, when they violently carried off the vessels, and made the heathen carry them, and when they forced the heathen from the prisons to join in their services, and in their presence did upon the table as they would. Then we all understood that these kicks of the mule signified to Anthony what the Arians, senselessly like beasts, are now doing. But when he saw this vision, he comforted those with him, saying, Be not downcast, my children, for as the Lord has been angry, so again will he heal us, and the church shall soon again receive her own order, and shall shine forth as she is wont. And you shall behold the persecuted restored, and wickedness again withdrawn to its own hiding place, and pious faith speaking boldly in every place with all freedom. Only defile not yourself with the Arians, for their teaching is not that of the apostles, but that of demons, and their father the devil, yea, rather, it is barren and senseless, and without light, understanding, like the senselessness of these mules.